hearing, so on 6-2, that's killed by association.
This is the
same type of stuff. It's
16.
You ever know that man?
No, except he's a fellow that carried his such paid for us as a communist front lawyer. Aubrey Williams, a communist funner, who was my boss in NYA. That's something real there, but that's 1935. Communist front.
I think we could get on a better one than that on him.
George Mahon was on 9-0. Let me see if I can get him back.
Yes, sir. George.
Yes, George.
Yeah, George. The cotton wheat bill, the Cooley bill, was not too popular.
Yeah.
But there was one provision in it that everybody embraced, and that was a $10 million research fund to reduce the cost of production of cotton so it could become more competitive. Now, the Farm Bureau is very strong in the South, and particularly in Texas. And they were against the bill, but they were for the $10 million authorization to bring down the cost of production through research. Now, we don't have a budget estimate on it. We have some money that might be used for it in the bill that passed the House. But it seems to me that in the South, where we're going to need some help, that if the Republicans and the Farm Bureau people can say, well, they passed a bill to do something about cotton and wheat, and cotton particularly, yet the president was so indifferent that he didn't even request any funds to carry out this research to bring down the cost of cotton and make it more competitive. Now, so I think this has rather important political overtones. Now, I doubt that they could spend any $10 million wisely and prudently, but I think we ought to have some sum for the remainder of this fiscal year, which would get us on the road to success in research and bringing down the cost of production. Of cotton. Now, I talked to Jamie Whitten about this, and Jamie thinks that they might squeeze the money out some way or other, out of research in general and so forth. But there's no note made by the budget.
I'll talk to budgets against it. They gave me a full report on it. Whitten raised a question with them, and they thought they might get $1 million this year, but budget came in and said that they didn't think it. They had the plans clear enough for us to go and go beyond their budget and go outside of it, unless they could do it within the regular research funds that they were pretty high on those anyway in that field. And now I'll check with them again tomorrow and see. I told Larry O'Brien, I won't do anything and everything that I can for you. I do have a problem though of sending supplemental estimates up because I'm running out of my contingents. And I don't want my budget to go over and be bad and say it's a phony. And he told us he's going to spend so much, and he's spending a lot more. And you don't have the normal cuts this year, thank God, that we've had before because we've kept our budget tight.
That's right.
The House cuts have been about 3% compared to 7.5% last year.
Yeah.
And the Senate will restore some of that. But I will talk to them tomorrow and see what they think and see if we can't get Freeman and see if he can't squeeze it out of his research and peg some of it to specifically. Or if not, see if I can't get him with the budget director and see if they can't get $500,000 or $1 million to start something so won't be charged with the thing. But I don't know. They wrote me 2 weeks ago and said absolutely no.
Well, now,
but I'll reopen it
I think you should.
All right, okay.
Now, I tell you, I talked to Elmer Stotts in detail about it today, and he said that Freeman set up a budget request for the $10 million. And that after surveying the thing, they figured that they couldn't possibly spend more than five. It's not so much a matter
of... They recommended me spend nothing, George.
Well, yes, I'm sure that that's their position. But my point is that we need to take note of it. It's all right to say that they're not ready to pursue it at this time for the full authorized request, but we think so much could be wisely spent. We're very much interested in this program of research to bring down the cost.
If you're vitally interested in it, I'm vitally interested in it because of that. Ordinarily, I would say, as a political or any other proposition, that yes, we passed the farm bill after the budget gone up. I'm studying it, having hearings. I'm going to be prudent about it. I'll send my budget up in January, and I'll try to see what ought to be included or it. We didn't pass the bill until 4 months after the budget went up, and if it had the bill, I could have considered it beforehand, I'd have done it, but I haven't said anything except real emergency things that have come in as supplementals.
Yes.
But, for instance, my poverty, I've got a budget estimate for that. I've got $900 million. It's in there, and I don't squeeze a dime over the budget unless it's really an Alaskan earthquake or something.
Yeah. Well, my only interest really in this is the overall political aspects of the whole
project. Well, I'll take a look at it from that angle, and
you don't have to go all the way. Just a gesture, I think, might be adequate.
All right.
I talked to President Holland yesterday, and he said he wished that we could get some sort of an indication from the White House. They'd like to put in a little something to do something about it. And it just, in other words, to recognize this thing.
I'll take a good look at it. I want you to take a good look now and help me on my poverty. That's what the Republicans want to beat, that one bill. And I'm going to take tax eaters and make taxpayers out of them, and I'm going to stop these damn riots. I've gotten every one of these cities, all these young people, have nothing to do sitting around, and I've got them all to agree today, no more demonstrations. And they're asking, please put these people to work. I'm going to put 150,000 of them to work in 90 days' time on useful, hard-working projects, and teach them some discipline and when to get up and how to work all day. And in 2 years, I'll have them trained where they can at least drive a truck instead of sit around a pool room. And I've got... Halleck said he's going to have every Republican vote against him. This only Johnson proposal that strictly mines a poverty bill, and I've got it out of existing funds that have been used in labor and HEW, and I've got it in my budget estimate, and I've got it all centralized under the best administrator I've got. So please, for God's sakes, try to, the Burlesons and the rest of them, run off, tell them they can vote against me the rest of the year, but don't vote on that one thing where the Republicans are going to brad my nose.
Well, I'm going to help you get all the money. Now, I'm a little in the problem here, but I'll pray over it, and I'll be in
touch. Oh, please, don't you help me, because this is one I just can't lose. It's the only Johnson proposal I've got, the only bill, and it's as sound as a dollar. I'm making them work for it. I want to take taxpayers and make them taxpayers out of them, and all they're doing is sitting around on the porch now. Every home I've gone into has had an old 18, 19-year-old boy that's been turned back from the Army. And all he's doing is sitting there with a relief check. And I'll take him and work hell out of him, and I'll work a good many of them right in the old Lubbock and show them how to do it. And they'll be bragging on it more than they are the Peace Corps. And the conservatives will be leading the hayway because my NYA produced a governor of Texas. That's where I got him.
Yeah, that's right.
He came right off of Floresville for $15 a month. But you pray at it and look at it.
Okay, I'll go.
Bye.